Well, hello there, and good morning to everybody. All of you guys all over the world, thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's radio set. I am super excited about the show today. I got so much good information for you, so much fun. I got my main man, comedian A-Train, joining me at the end with trending topics, and he's going to bring that funny. I got spa treatment information. I got a style information coming, and I got my main man from the 69 Boys Thrill going to be joining me. Oh, I'm so excited. Why does it feel like spring here in D.C., y'all? It is hot, a whopping 56 degrees and sunny. I feel like I need to, you know, put my spring outfit on and my spring stuff on and my heels and start popping. I love me some spring and summer. But anyway, I just wanted to say hello to you guys. So glad that you can join and tune in to Dr. Gina's radio set. I want everybody to know that I'm doing giveaways. I have Born in a Sin, Transforming a Destiny, and I got Health and Soul Fitness DVD for you. All you got to do, and I'm giving away both of them. If you, the first three people, email me at drginarprince@gmail.com. drginarprince@gmail.com. If you email me, I love you. The first three people that do that, you are going to win both Born in the Sin, Transforming the Destiny, and Health and Soul Fitness DVD. I'm excited about that. I love to bless people. Oh, my God. God has blessed me to be a blessing, and so I want to do that for you. Listen, I'm not going to hold you up any longer. We're going to be joined in with my man from the 69 Boys Thrill. I wanted to just encourage you guys as well before we get him in. I want to say to you guys that whatever it is that you got in your heart to do, allow God to bless you with it. Allow God to lead you, guide you in the way that you shall go. Allow him to increase you, develop you. I know that it's been a hard journey. I know some of you have grown weary, but I want to encourage you to not give up. It was many days, trust me, you're not alone. It was many days that I wanted to quit. It was many days that I said, what the heck? It was many days that I wanted to throw in the towel. But God, I gave him the night, and in the morning, he produced strength to keep going. So whatever you're going through, let God deal with it overnight, because joy come in the morning. I'm just going to tell you that. I'm a true witness of it. And, you know, I wouldn't see any of the blessings if I had given up. I wouldn't have seen any of the joy if I had given up. So I want to encourage you that don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Even though it feels like it's hard, even though you're growing weary, even though you're tired, even though it may seem like it's never going to happen, don't give up. There's many things that I'm believing God for. Even still, and you guys started thinking, well, Dr. Gina, I mean, look at what you're doing. You're here, you're there, you're traveling, you're doing this. And that's all great. But the matter of the heart is what God is dealing with me with. God is dealing with me in such a matter that I had to surrender something that was so huge and so big to me, even bigger than all these things that you think to satisfy me. It was something even bigger than that. And God is dealing with me with that, and he's healing me, and he's delivering me, and he's showing me that he is bigger. Like Jacqueline Carr said, he's bigger than even all that. Your biggest desire, he's bigger than that. And you know what? Even though it may be big to you, he's still got something even better than that. So I just want to encourage you all. Before Thrill, come on, he's about to join me now. I'm so excited about your future. Thrill, are you with me?
Oh, yeah, we live and in full effect.
You know what? I love me some of you so much. I brag about our interview, the interview I did with you, because I just love how you are so comfortable and so free and really talking and expressing your passion and your love for God and just, you know, your testimony of what he's done for you and all of that. And you just bless the listeners so much. I just want you to know that we love you so much here on Dr.
Man,
King's
I love y'all back. I really do, man. Every day above ground is good, man. And, you know, I thank you for having me back on the air.
Well, listen, I want you to just, I mean, because we're going to talk about the show on Saturday, but I know since we last spoken on air, I know some wonderful things God has even shown you even more. You've gone through some things, or he's just revealed his glory even more. Do you want to share with the listeners any words of encouragement, anything that God has really revealed to you in the last, 5 months since we saw?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And for everybody out there just needing a word of encouragement, you know, this is a time where you'll definitely have to let your faith do your talking. You can't let your words or none of that do the talking. You're going to have to let your faith do the talking. And it's what's going to have to sustain us, you know, and that's the best thing that we have right now in times. You know, with the youth needing guidance and even college students reaching out for some type of guidance, the youth reaching out to the elders and right now the faith in the community, faith in each other, faith most importantly in God and his promises is what's going to help us not just for the next 5 months, but help me through the last 5 months, and it's going to help us through 2017 to continue to press on the better things.
And you know what is so true? I mean, how do you feel about, you know, my prayer and, you know, since we openly talking about our faith and everything in God, it just seems like that we have gotten so anti-Donald Trump. And, you know, rightfully so. I mean, he's done a lot of, you know, hate messages and all of that. And clearly he has made it a point to reveal to us where he stands. My thing is, at this point, as the body of Christ, as believers, supposedly to have our faith in God, shouldn't we be operating a little different than bullying people that, you know, like, it's been a lot of bullying. I heard Jennifer Hudson and people that, you know, that have been asked to join an inauguration. What are your thoughts about where our focus is at instead of us joining together in a positive manner and putting our faith in God and allowing, because, you know, God can do things over Donald Trump. I mean, you know, I mean, he said one thing, but you know, God can do other things. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, I think over time, in the body of Christ, or just in general, people in general, you have sayers and you have doers. Now, I'm a former military, I'm a military veteran, so I salute to all the soldiers out there. And with that being said, as a veteran, I took an oath to uphold the laws of my country. And that being said, whoever takes that office, even if I don't agree with their principles, because I don't agree with a lot of things that Mr. Trump says, but out of respect for the position of president, and that being the commander-in-chief of the military, and me being a veteran, I will always respect whoever is in the office because the Bible teaches me to respect people anyway. Now, that being said, it's a new kind of Christian out here, the kind that leans on that all the time, all that, oh, well, you know, God got me. God got it. God going to handle it. God going to do it. Yes, but listen. You know, some people get in situations, oh, yeah, well, God must have meant for it to happen this way. No, what God meant for you to do was get up, do everything that he said for you to do. And if it happens that way, then that's how God wanted to happen. You got too many people sitting back doing nothing and relying on, oh, that's God's grace going to fill in for it. God, da-da-da-da. No. God might have called on you to go and vote so that a change may be different, not you in general, but people to be different. So, you know, yes, we have to accept what was the results. Just like Dr. Martin Luther King back in the days accepted the results. But him being a pastor, although he accepted those results, he still fought forth for change. And I'm for the Christians that, yes, we believe in God. And, yes, we respect Donald Trump. But, no, we're not going to stand up for this cabinet he put in there and these things that these people are trying to do. We have to fight like Dr. King, a preacher, and a pastor, but also a man of change that believed once he got out and did every march, everything God told him to do, however it fell then, that was the will of God.
I mean, that was powerful. I mean, so straight up to the point, so on time, and I mean, well said. I mean, well said, and I just agree with everything that you said. Every example, I mean, that was just so powerful, and I just thank you so much for just being so on point. You know, and I agree with you 100%. I think that we have, you know, become judgmental Christians. And while we're judgmental, we're sitting on the sidelines criticizing instead of getting up and doing something. And I agree with you 100%. And I hope that every listener receives that word, that example, and that message. And I mean, even as, you know, like you said, which I don't think people knew that you were a veteran. I mean, and bravo and thank God for you. You know, because I don't think people know that about you.
A lot of people do, a lot of people don't. Me and Mystical, we did a military tour, a couple of dates where, you know, he was expressing, because we were in the military around the same time. So that's how a lot of people, you know, in the 90s even found out about it.
Wow. And you know, it's so funny because I was going to do a, I was going to have Mystical on actually today. I was going to invite him on the show, but I'm glad that you shared that because nobody knew that. Anyway, I just love you so much. I'm so glad to have been connected with you, and I'm so thankful of how open you are and how much of a passion you have for just people. And now you want to help people. And I know you've been touring, also doing not only doing for the military, but you also travel and you speak to youth as well, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Being one of the members of the 69 Boys, writing the song Tootsie Roll, Space Jam, Come On Ride the Train, all those songs and different things allow me the opportunity, even to this day, because a lot of those songs are just dance songs that we wanted to put in the market for people to have fun and dance to and then not be too provocative. But later on in life, we're invited down to elementary schools to come and speak to kids to help motivate them to pursue their dreams, whether it's in entertainment, whether it's in the legal aspect of life, or doctors or lawyers. Just, you know, each one teaching one. Now, I want to add on to that from that prior statement. You know, the jig is up. You know, everybody wants to carry the banner of a Christian or a good person. We got to start being Christians and doing good. You know, we praying to God for stuff that we can do ourselves. Oh, Lord, this person over here they need something to eat. Man, we'll go buy some groceries. We shouldn't have to go to God. God put us here to be disciples, to do his work, not to run in the boss office every time it's something we could handle as people, and we just don't want to handle it because we want another, we want an extra $30 to goof off with this weekend. Well, you know, it's just not about that. It's time for people to stay out of other people's business and to get serious about being serious about the things you're talking about, helping these youth, giving them some kind of direction. Stop around here with the tight clothes, trying to wear clothes tighter than your daughter. It's not that your glory days is up. It's just, you know, we got to prioritize our responsibilities at the same time.
You better go on here and preach now. You better go in and preach that. It's time to do something. That's the message, period. So by you going out and really ministering to the youth, I mean, what's the feedback that you're getting, you know, because this generation, are they focused on what you're saying? Can they relate to what you're saying? How's that going?
Man, these kids, they want to be guided in a lot of ways, you know. You know, you a lot of times, you know, you just, unless you're there, And so many people, like you said, are preaching from the sidelines. They're not in the game, so they don't know the plays that are being ran. But,
right.
But they want to tell you how to play the game. And when you're out here with these kids and you're out here in the field, whether it's with kids or adults, or it's the needy, the homeless, or people that are just doing good, you can learn from them in every aspect. I'm learning that these kids want to be led. I'm learning that the same things that I hated as a child, all the spankings and the discipline and the over the topness. That's what they're longing for, and it's
wow.
Weird. But it comes off like I could take a child that I run into, and the person he respects the most in his life, most of the time is an authoritative coach, or if he doesn't have a dad at home, the mom, that the dude in the hood that gets the most spankings. Everybody in the hood like to go hang in his mama's house because she gonna cuss him out and get him straight, you know. So the kids want to be guided. It's just in these days and times, the parents are as young as the kids. I won't even say they're trying to be their friends because, I mean, you know, hey, the parents, you know, a lot of times are just. Oh, I can't even put it in words, but that it, you want to be there for your kids and you want to be a friend, but you also have to find a way to be a role model at the same time without losing yourself, without wanting to feel too old like you're missing something. Age ain't nothing but a number. We put it in your mind that you'll stay young. Let it come out of your mouth. Stop saying, girl, I feel like I'm getting old. Oh, man, I feel like I'm getting old. No, say I feel like I'm getting young so you can keep your spunk, but at the same time you can still be a responsible parent to the youth and to your own kids that want to be guided.
Exactly. And I think that is such a selfish way of being, though. Because at the end of the day, you made it about you instead of just being about your child. And so whenever you take and put yourself in this priority, then your child actually is not benefiting anything from that. So, I mean, and I agree. You know, the very thing that you are afraid to say, I think a lot of people our age have become afraid of our children. We're afraid of them being mad at us. Because of the issues that we may have had when we were growing up and what we looking for and what we need or feel like we need, we put that on our children. So they become a candidate of neglect unconsciously now. Because I don't believe a lot of it is conscious. I believe that it's just I want to treat my child better than what I was treated. I want to do things differently than what I had gotten. And a lot of times they get neglected that way. But to be honest with you, discipline, like you said, is what kids are looking for. They want to be corrected. They need guidance. They don't know. And actually, when we let them make decisions like that and give them that responsibility, it's a false burden on them. They really cannot handle that. So that's why it's our job to be parents and guidance, guardians, and, you know, and even... You know, raise a child in the way that they should go. That's what the Bible say. And when they grow old, it will not depart from them. If we don't deposit nothing in them, then they don't have nothing to go on when they get older. They are loose cannon, right?
Absolutely. And then you add on the aspect of a lot of younger parents. They're making honest mistakes, meaning they go to work, they come home, they work another job, they come home trying to keep a roof over their kid's head. They beat down, tired. So... The days of the ashy knuckle mechanic granddaddy that he might have had a baby from Miss Barbara down the street and Miss Lewis around the corner, but he was there after working 100 hours a day through the snow. He would still come home and take that son to football practice. As young parents, we like, look here, I've been working so hard, boy. I'm working 2 or 3 jobs. I ain't finna get up and do that. I'm tired. But what I will do is give you some of the freedoms, like you said, that I never had. So a lot of parents excuse it away as, look, we out providing for our kids. But so did the parents before us. They just still, they had a desire to want to make it better for us. And maybe it's because they grew up their parents grew up through slavery. And then after that, they grew up through segregation. And so they was always fighting in the 60s and 70s to get it better. But, you know, in the late 80s, when the Cosby's and Different World came along, that became the norm as opposed to Good Times and the Jeffersons. So it wasn't no more fighting for what we wanted. It was, okay, we got a little bit now. Let's live a little bit and loosen up a little bit. But loosening up a little bit, you know, has Chicago looking like what it's looking in the urban communities. You know,
yes.
You have to find a way to keep a balance no matter what we do.
Yes. Wow. I have just, as always, enjoyed you on today's show and any show and every show that you come on. I just love you so much.
I can't say that enough. You just got such a great spirit, and I know that the listeners really, truly appreciate all the words of wisdom that you give and you disperse out. I know that they're receiving it. We're going to be together, actually, this Saturday on the 21st in Columbia, South Carolina. You and the rest of the boys, DMX, Ja Rule, Michelle A, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Are you excited?
Always, man. Always excited to get out and touch the fans. Are looking forward to a good show. If you haven't had a chance to see the Kings and Queens of Hip Hop yet, when it comes to your area, make sure you get there. And of course, this weekend we're gonna be partying with the national champion Clemson Tigers up in South Carolina. So it's gonna be a whole lot of fun.
Woo! I cannot wait. I'm so excited. Comedian A Train gonna bring his funny like he always do. Hone it down. I'm gonna help him a little bit with his arms. I'm gonna lift him up a little bit and join him on stage a couple of times. But I'm just excited about seeing you. I'm excited about seeing the rest of the crew. It's gonna be fun again. You guys gotta get those tickets. It's gonna be at the Townsville Theater in Columbia, South Carolina, this Saturday, the 21st. I mean, we all gonna be there. You need to be there. Now listen, how can they follow you and keep in touch with you?
Hey, y'all can follow our Facebook page. It's 69 Boys Fan Page on Facebook, and that's B-O-Y-Z. Also, on Instagram or Twitter, you can follow me at Thrill the Player, THRILLDAPLAYA, Thrill the Player. And it's also the Thrill the Player Family page on Facebook. That's family, fans plus friends together. That's family. Thrill to Play a Family page on Facebook. So you got Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and all that.
Oh, my God. You got to love him. Oh, my God. I'm just going to hug you right now. I'm so excited. And for you to get behind the scenes, you guys, you got to follow me on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat Facebook page. This is going to be loud and charging. He's going to say hello to you face-to-face with you while I'm there. Oh, my God. You know what? I can't wait to see you. You got to give me a big hug. I look forward to it. And much love. Thank you so
Absolutely.
Much.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it as well. And thank you for having me again. And thank you to the listeners right there for listening and for your years of support for 69 Boys. Y'all watch for our Southern Bass Review coming to a city near you and keep supporting right here with Dr. G.
Hey, got that right. All right, love you, man. I'll see you Saturday.
Thank you.
Stay tuned now, Dr. Zena's Radio Set listeners, for our commercial break, and we'll be right back with Slaying Sound. Right back at you.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, Health and Soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
How do you feel when your alarm clock goes off for work each morning? What's the first battle in your mind? Fuel up on God's Word every weekday with Dr. Steve Green's podcast, At Work with God, so that you have the strength and energy to stay kingdom-minded all day. You can also listen to Dr. Green's leadership podcast, Green Lines, for devotions on spirit-led leadership. And check out his new book, Love Leads, which will be released later this year. Imagine how you would feel after listening to daily words of hope, life, and encouragement. Find At Work with God and Green Lines on iTunes, Google Play, or cpnshows.com.
Hey, what's up? This is Tony Grant from Tyler Perry's hit sitcom, Love Thy Neighbor, a.k.a. Philip, and you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
We got Kayla Penn Jones with 5 minutes of playing you. Hey, Kayla.
Hi, how are you?
All right, give the listeners what they need, baby.
Okay, so today I thought I'd talk about 6 wardrobe essentials you should own by the age of 30. I'm 25, so I thought it would be perfect for my age group. The first one would be a trench coat. This is something that's lightweight, structured, comfortable. It's a staple, and it goes with anything. It could be worn in the workplace, and it could be worn out to dinner later. The next would be a basic black pump. That's classic. It goes with anything, easily worn for business and play. Our third would be a little black dress. That's always needed. It's versatile. You can pair it with a blazer for work. Remove blazer for a night out on the town with your girls. 4, which is my favorite, is fine jewelry. We love our costume jewelry, our big pieces. But every day you need something simple, something that goes with everything. My number 5 would be the perfect leather jacket. You wear this constantly. It could be worn dressy or dressed down. And number 5 would be a nude strappy heel. This is something that's always worn in the spring and summer to weddings, whether you're going out for a chill day with denim. And last but not least would be red lipstick. Though it's not a wardrobe essential, it's something that every woman needs. You should have your shade by now, whether you're black, white, whatever, it goes with everything. And those would be my 6 wardrobe essentials you should have by the age of 30.
Wow. Well, you know what? I mean, so when, because, you know, I got to say, I've not bought a strength coat ever. And that's something that I'll need, but it's like one of those things that I have not invested in for myself. I mean, what do you say to those people that, you know, neglect their wardrobe in that way? I mean, you know, because I
would say,
if I finally get one, I would never regret it.
Right. I would say you can't neglect your wardrobe. You want to invest in the big pieces. So things like coats, things like shoes, things that you know that'll last you a long time. Those are the things you really, really want to invest in for your closet. You'll always have a, you know, wear a trench coat. You'll always need that. And it goes well into the fall from the spring, as well as a nice shoe. You want to spend your more money and your big dollars on those things because they can last you from years and years. I have a trench coat that I've had for about 5 years, and it still looks like it's brand new condition. So those are things you just really want to invest in. Your small things like T-shirts and things like that, that, you know, you may want to get every year. You don't want to spend so much money. But those key staple pieces in your closet, you really want to invest your money in those things.
Well, Taylor, this is your first day giving us 5 minutes of slaying you. Tell our listeners a little bit about you. What exactly do you do?
Okay, I am a personal wardrobe stylist in the DMV area. I graduated from Marymount University with a degree in fashion merchandising and a minor in business administration. I've been working with fashion since I've been in high school. Right now, I am a visual merchandiser for H&M, and I work on a lot of photo shoots with different clients, styling them and just helping them become a better them and making them feel better and look better. So that's a lot of what I do.
So do you travel? Will you travel for someone?
I do travel for people as well. As long as I know in advance, I am able to travel for different things depending on what it is that is an option as well.
Fantastic. And how can the listeners get in touch with you?
You can get in touch with me by email. That email is KAYLA, P as in Paul, ENNJONES @gmail.com. I also have Instagram, which most people use, where it kind of shows a lot of my work that I've done in the past as well. My Instagram name is @P as in Paul, ENNY _ LAYNEE.
Well, all right. Listen, if you want to get yourself upgraded in the fashion world, like myself, these tips will help you get your wardrobe in order. Thank you so much, Taylor, for joining us with your 5 minutes of slaying you. We appreciate you, sir.
No problem. Have a good day.
Thank you. All right, you guys. We got so much more for you to come. I'm super excited. I'm super excited because next we'll have 5 minutes of rejuvenating you. I'm super excited about this information, this informative information from my sister. She's going to be bringing us that. But again, you know, don't neglect your wardrobe, people. You got to get the essential pieces. I know for me, I have had some neglect in a lot of areas with my wardrobe. And some of you would not believe it because I get so many compliments on some of the outfits that I post, especially on Sunday mornings. But let me tell you, I can do a whole lot better than what I do. I really do need these tips, and I'm so glad to have Kayla on that can give us what we need. So I'm going to go ahead, and we're going to take a commercial break before Say Hill joins us. All right, you guys, stay tuned for so much more. We are a hot mess over here today, but I'm so glad that you guys can stay tuned with us and hang on with us while we're going through trying to work out these glitches that's going on today. It's rough today, but it is a great show on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I cannot wait. Okay, so comedian A-Train is going to be joining us. Did I say that already? You know, I always look forward to him coming on so he can give us the funny. I love to laugh, and so this is going to be great. And also, Shane Hill is going to be joining us in a second. But we're going to keep going on with the schedule because I know I keep going off schedule, and I know my producer is like, what is she doing? But I'm just being Dr. Gina, so y'all bear with me. Funny. Oh, okay, let me tell y'all what's going on. So this week, right, I'm going to be in Columbia, South Carolina at the Kings and Queens of Hip Hop on Saturday. But then I'm going to be in Savannah, Georgia on Sunday. I got Tampa, Florida, Miami. I'm going to Lake Mary. I'm going to Augusta, Georgia. It is so much going on for the whole week. Next week, I'll be on a roll. Again, if you guys want to follow suit and join me and stay connected, you've got to go on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat so you can stay connected with me and see all of the fun activities because I'm doing a radio tour, baby. Again, we're going to be talking about health and soul. We're going to be talking about Born in the Sin, Transforming the Destiny, and we're going to be talking about my new book, The Keys Against the Enemy, that is coming out this spring. I'm so pumped, y'all. I'm so pumped. I'm so excited about all that God is doing. So I want you to join me. And again, if you are wanting to be a winner, I didn't check my email, but the first three people that emailed me, Dr. Gina R. Prince at gmail.com, DrGinarPrince. I love you. The first three people that do that, you win both Born in the Sin, Transforming the Destiny, and Health and Soul. You've got to catch up because when Keys Against the Enemy come out, a daily devotional, you want to be on point with what God is doing. So you got to read Born in the Sin, Transforming the Destiny. And then you got to get the daily devotional so you can see what God has truly done in my life and all of the revelation that he has given me so I can be able to equip you and your daily journey on you with your walk with God. So just, you know, stay connected with that and go ahead and click in and email me, I love you, so you can be a winner. Okay, we're going to be joining with A-Train. It's been a major mix-up with playing, Rejuvenating You, five-minute segment with Say Hill. She's going to be joining us later. But we got A-Train, my main man, joining us right now with the trending topic. What's up, A-Train?
So y'all playing double dutch over there today, I see.
Man, A-Train, I don't know what the ham sandwich going on. I really...
But it's all good. I tell you what, it resembles everything that has been happening in this new 2017. Just crazy stuff, man. Crazy stuff popping off. Like you got these rappers out here. They beefing with each other. Soulja Boy and Chris Brown, you know. Team Dark Skin and Light Skin is at it again. We've seen that forever in life.
I'm telling you.
They got Soulja Boy being trained by Floyd Money Mayweather. Floyd Money Mayweather. So my thing is, that might be the best trainer that that Soulja Boy could have went with because, you know, Mayweather, he's good at defense. You know what I'm saying? That's how he won his name and his title. He's a defensive boxer. And looking at Chris Brown and his track record, I believe Soulja Boy needs to learn how to dodge a swing. So Soulja Boy got the right training in his court. Chris Brown is being trained by none other than Iron Mike Tyson. You know what I'm saying? So we might have some ear biting in this fight. I don't know. You never know. We might have some ear biting in this fight. But it's crazy out there, man. I don't understand what the beef and stuff is all about. You know, because my thing is, You let me get a hold of some of this money that these cats got up under their belt. Listen, I will be the friendliest celebrity you ever want to meet. I'll be like Mr. Rogers. I'll just be super nice. You know what I'm saying? What's there to have beef about? Because when you get into beef with people, you also lose a little bit of that money you got. And I ain't trying to lose no money. So I don't understand the beef, man. But it's crazy out here. We had some sad times to pop off this last week as well. Bishop Eddie Long, you know, the controversial pastor in Atlanta that had several allegations, you know, on him for, same-sex, you know, with same-sex activities with some underage boys. All of that was circulating in the court, you know, over the last few years. Well, sad to know that Bishop Eddie Long, you know, he passed due to, you know, an illness or what have you. So our prayers and the heart goes out to that family, that whole congregation and everything. So that was a sad situation popping off in the news. And last but certainly not least, Dr. Gina, today is they discovered moving trucks out at the White House. Lord have mercy. Obama is leaving.
I know.
Obama is leaving. So we're really sad to hear about that. You know, President Obama leaving out the White House, going to a house up in D.C. It's just a little house. They say it's 9 bedrooms, 8.5 bathrooms, you know, $5.3 million mansion. Listen, people, that's a come up. If you let me tell it. Coming from Chicago to D.C. in a $5.3 million house. So shout out to President Obama and Michelle, First Lady Michelle, and the girls, man. So we're going to be sad that they're leaving. They said trucks was packing up some of their furniture today. It's not their last day in the White House, but there was the official moving day for them from the White House. So there's some crazy stuff going on, man. So that's the trending topic that's popping off. Of course, you got Donald Trump. He's out there meeting with football players, rappers, you know, and comedians, you know, as opposed to meeting with the people who actually know exactly what's going on out here in these streets, you know. So that's a lot of controversy going on with that. So it's crazy. So don't feel bad, Dr. Gina, about what happened on the show, because it's just in trend and in harmony with what's taking place in 2017.
I'm telling you, and just to go back to the fight, I don't know if you noticed, I was watching TMZ yesterday, and I saw on there that Mike Tyson came out with a video antagonizing.
It's so funny, man.
Antagonizing Soldier Boy and Floyd. He called him, he said, fair weather. he called him fair weather.
And it's so ironic because we all know that, you know, Money Mayweather and Mike Tyson are two totally different fighters. You know what I'm saying? Two total different approaches, you know, to the game. So this is interesting to see not only Soulja Boy and Chris Brown, you know, butt heads with this little beef, but because of that, you're bringing two other people, two other icons, you know, that you know, wouldn't typically have any beef against each other. But now automatically, because they're trading the opponents, then that means they're against each other as well. So this is just crazy, man. It's crazy. It's funny.
It's so crazy. And I was just talking to Thrill on air, and he was talking about, you know, going back to the Donald Trump situation that you spoke of, how, you know, everybody's bullying, I think, Jennifer Hudson and, you know, so many different people if they sing or do anything at the inauguration. I mean, how you feel about that? When are we going to get over it, that he's in office, A-Train?
Right, right. It's crazy. I'm telling you, it's just really crazy. I'm going to tell you something else crazy I saw over the weekend, too. I don't know what's taking place down here in Florida. You know, the weather is nice. And, you know, so although we're in the middle of January, you know, we still haven't hit, you know, hardcore winter as of yet. So it's like summertime, you know, even today, you know, it's like in you know, the mid-80s or whatever. So, but I've been seeing a lot of these chicks around here, and it's not all females. What I'm noticing is it's the ones with the little ponytail. You know, the little ponytail about the size, you know, ain't no longer than your pinky finger. You know, those type of women. I don't understand what's going on, because they're the ones already in the middle of January, They're coming outside with baby powder all up their neck and all behind their ears, going down their chest. And I'm trying to figure out, are we going to have to deal with this all the way up until August? I don't understand it. It's too early. It's too early in the year for baby powder on your chest and baby powder all up behind your ears. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, it's not all the women. It's just the ones with the little ponytails. You know, with the little ponytails, got the edges snatched all the way back, got the eyebrows pulled up, they walking around looking surprised, trying to keep that green rubber band at the bottom of that little ponytail. I just want to let them know, just let it go, sweetie. Just go ahead and let it go. And take that baby powder off for me, please. You know, it's too early in the year for that. You know.
Oh, man, that's so good.
We just had MLK Day, too. And I'm going to tell you, I've been looking at different posts on Instagram, looking at different, videos on social media. And, you know, I even attended, you know, a particular MLK Day. You know, I'm not going to say where or what city it was. And I saw the parade, and I was a little baffled at all of the twerking music that they were playing in the parade. And my thing is, how you going to twerk on MLK Day? Come on, people. Help me out. Our people got to do better. They just got to do better. You can't twerk on Martin Luther King's Day. That's just
right.
That's an oxymoron. You can't do that, man. You know what I'm saying? So those of you that was twerking out there on MLK Day, shame on you. Shame on you. And everybody that shared fight videos on social media on MLK Day, you got the little hood fights and all that. You can't share fight videos on MLK Day. Come on now. And all of you girls like to sit up on your little kitchen sink or your little bathroom sink, take your little selfies in the mirror. Honey. Put your shoulder up, cover up, because it's MLK Day. You can't post that on MLK Day, you know? So we just got to do better, Dr. Dina. We got to do better for the next MLK Day. Because I saw some mess out there, man. I saw some mess.
Well, listen. Tell everybody how they... Well, first of all, I'm so excited about January 21st, Saturday, at the Kings and Queens of Hip Hop this Saturday.
Right. I am more than excited about that. I'm so geeked about that show coming up, man. Listen, Columbia, South Kakalaki, we coming your way, baby. Kings and Queens of Hip Hop. Myself and Dr. Gina will be co-hosting that thing. We got DMX, you got Michelle A, you got Juvenile, you got the 69 Boys, you got Yin Yang Twins, Kaya's up on that piece. This lineup is strong. It's heavy. We have a blast every city we go to, man. And I'm telling you, Columbia, South Carolina, if you haven't gotten your tickets, and not just Columbia, South Carolina, but all the surrounding areas, man, the surrounding counties, the surrounding cities. Make sure you make your way to Columbia, South Carolina, January 21st for the Kings and Queens of Hip Hop Tour. So we're going to be getting down with the get down. I'm excited about that.
Getting down with the get down. Thrill is excited. Oh, my God. I just love interviewing him. He is the coolest cat around. He's excited. I just know everybody's excited. So we're getting ready to get it on and popping. And then first of all, you're doing an interview on my favorite radio station in Jacksonville. Did you do that already?
Yeah, that was last night, WCGL, and as well as the Florida Star newspaper, which are two icons in the city of Jacksonville and in the industry, man. WCGL 1360 is an award-winning radio station, and they are definitely a landmark in Jacksonville. So they had your boy on last night. We talking comedy, talking about, you know, making history out there at the Ritz Theater with my show. So they showed me mad love.
They are just, I love and adore them all. And also, and I'm so excited about that, I mean, but you're saturating all throughout the Jacksonville area, and God is oozing you out through all other major cities around the nation. So it's not a surprise to me that everybody catching on to the A-Train. Locomotive coming to a city near you playing jokes and whatnot. Okay. And also, you know, the word getting around so much that, what's his name, Willie Moe Jr. done picked you up.
Look at you now. Yes, ma'am. My dude, the big homie, Willie Moore Jr., man, he's starting a book signing tour and date night that he's combining, and they added your boy to the tour. So February 10th, right here in Jacksonville, you can catch me on stage slinging these jokes
with my dude, Willie Moore Jr. For more details on that, just go to my Facebook page, A-Train Live, and there's a link on that page with a flyer that'll give you more details about that. So right here in Jacksonville, Florida, February 10th, A-Train will be performing on that Willie Moore Jr. tour, book signing and date night tour. So couples, you know what I mean, come out. You know, those of you that are single, come out. Make it a ladies' night out. Come out, man. We're going to have a good time.
Are you doing just the Jacksonville date, or are you on all the dates?
Well, right now we're just looking at this Jacksonville date. I got to figure out what that other those other slots are, so that you know, we can talk more about that. So, but they were looking at, you know, doing some things, you know, on, going forward. But right now I'm gonna just focus on this February 10th because I know for sure I'm available for that. So,
well, yeah. You know what? They got so much to look forward to in Jacksonville, and it's just such a blessing to have you on any stage with anybody and everybody, because you're my main man.
Thank you.
Tell everybody how they can stay connected with you. And if you want to book him, you got to look him up and go on, and how can they connect with you?
Absolutely. They can definitely hit me up on Twitter at A-Train Live. I'm on Facebook under A-Train Live as well. And over there on the Instagram, I know everybody's on the IG. You can follow your boy on Instagram at Do It Again and See What Happens. That's right, spelled all the way out. Do It Again and See What Happens. Like those of you that's out there wearing that baby powder on your neck and ear, do it again and see what happens. See if I want to delete
it
from all
again.
My social media pages.
If you want to stay connected, you better not do it again.
Right. So get at me, man. I'm out here.
Man.
I'm out here.
Always a pleasure having you on Dr. Venus Radio Test. So much love to you, and I can't wait to see you on Saturday. God bless you. All right, we ready for rejuvenating you. 5 minutes. Stay here. Are you with me now?
You, Dr. Gina, yes. please forgive me. I had the time difference, Eastern and Central mixed up. So please forgive me.
Listen, I told everybody, I said, they don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but this is a rough one right here. I hope they enjoy it every minute of it. They don't tell us about how we can rejuvenate ourselves.
All right. Well, today we are discussing the benefits of massage therapy. Did you know that massage therapy increases levels of serotonin, a neurotransmitter that influences your mood, behavior, appetite, sleep patterns, and blood pressure? And dopamine, a neurotransmitter that controls emotional responses and the ability to experience pleasure and pain in the brain. Massage therapy is specifically designed to reduce stress. No matter what level of stress, massage has a guaranteed positive effect on the recipient. If you're not getting a good night's sleep, for those who are experiencing some form of insomnia, many clients schedule evening appointments as a way of naturally preparing their mind and body for a good night's rest. There are those who are grieving from a loss of a loved one can certainly benefit from a therapeutic massage. Massage therapy has the ability to alleviate emotional and physical stress on a continuous basis with only positive side effects. For those suffering from headaches and migraines, I think we all experience that a time or two. Massage therapy and aromatherapy is the perfect combination of naturally and safely easing its debilitating pain. If three or four of your doctor visits are stress-related, try visiting a massage therapist who can, with the use of science and essential oils and therapeutic touch, naturally reduce stress levels and maintain health levels of peace and harmony. Now, there are many different types of massage, including the common types. You have the Swedish. It includes a gentle form of massage designed to relax and energize you. Then you have the deep tissue. That's for if you're dealing with issues from sore muscles, and that's targeting deeper layers of your muscle. Expect to be a little sore the next day or two after a deep tissue massage. You also have our sports massage. It's similar to a Swedish massage, but geared towards people involved in sports activities to help prevent or treat injuries. Dr. Jean, I think that would be great for you because you're so active with exercise and fitness. Then there's also the trigger point massage. This massage focuses on areas of tight muscle fibers that can form in your muscle after injuries or overuse. Now, there are risks of a massage that you do have to take aware of and make sure you are a good candidate for a massage. Things you want to look out for and make sure you discuss the pros and cons with your doctor, especially if you are pregnant, have cancer, or unexplained pain. A 2016 study published in the Annals of Internal Medicine found that massage therapy is as effective as other methods of treatment. Massage can counteract the imbalance caused from sitting, which means you can keep your desk job as long as you schedule a regular massage. If you want to boost your metabolism, I think we all like to do that. Under constant stress of work and irregular dietary habits, and individuals' body metabolism can often become sluggish and can result in increased body weight due to accumulation of fat. Studies show that the massage can not only aid with muscle relaxation and recovery, but can also stimulate body metabolism. An active metabolism means your body can burn fat much quicker and will lead to reduced fat.
Wow. Now,
finding a massage therapist, it's important to shop around for a massage therapist. Ask your doctor or someone you trust for a recommendation. Most states regulate massage therapists through licensing, registration, and certification requirements. Don't be afraid to ask for a tour of the facility once you find a potential massage therapist, or to ask to see their license or certification. Another important question to ask when shopping around for a massage therapist is how many sessions you will need. All of these things are important and can definitely benefit health-wise, mentally, physically, your mind, body, and soul from massage therapy. So you want to incorporate that into your lifestyle. Even if you do it once a month, it will be a great, and you will see great benefits from massage therapy.
So, Shay, before you, because I know you got a lot of information because we started late, how can people, because you're a specialist, because you are actually the owner of, go ahead and tell the listeners who you are.
Well, I'm the owner at Before and After Salon and Spa. We're located in Swansea, Illinois, about 15 minutes away from the St. Louis downtown area, but we're on the Illinois side. Yes, owning a spa is very rewarding, and you find that you can help so many people. A lot of times they don't realize that massage therapy can help them in many, many ways in their life and in their health and lifestyle.
And it's really been informative to me, so I'm so glad that you were able to join with us, and she's going to be joining us every month, so you got so much more to look forward to from Miss Shay Hill. My sister, I love you. Listen,
love you so much. Thank you.
Stay in touch with Dr. Gina's radio set always every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You never know who's going to be joining me live here on Dr. Gina's radio set. Listen, live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny, good people. I'm loving you always. Loving you, Dr. Gina.